Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Marianna podcast is here to help. I'm Marianna Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast and follow me on Instagram at Marianna_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode.
Hey, friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Friends, we have been having the best chats in season 4. When I said unfiltered, when I said we're going to get right to it, I mean it. And the same thing's going to happen here today. I want to talk about, you know, first, honestly, how I've been showing up halfway in some spaces. And I want to talk to you and hopefully, you know, inspire and push and encourage and give you tools to stop doing it yourself. You know, one, I do want to obviously start with grace. A lot of us have been showing up partway in certain spaces because we're just exhausted. Not only is it the end of the year, but life demands a lot of us. And if you listen to, you know, one of our earlier episodes this season where I talked about, you know, having entitled people around you and being a chronic fixer and not, you know, emphasizing your boundaries, you know, all these things are taxing to us and they cause a lot of drain. But I have to let you know, one of the byproducts of that is that we go into spaces and we are less than our best selves. So one of the things that I've been working on is that my chronic lateness. You know, if you already know me or if you've been around me, you know, I am chronically late. And, you know, I will explain the sort of the why of why I'm late, but it certainly is an excuse. And one of the things that I've really learned is that whether there's a reason for it or an excuse for it or, you know, some sort of validation for the behavior, you're still responsible to change it, right? And not being late is something I'm actively working on in 2024. Now, I realized that the reason why I was late or am late, you know, often to so many things that I have improved tremendously is because I overschedule myself. I mean, literally, I see the symptom of so many other behaviors, wanting to do so much and be so much and help and overcommitting and being overly generous and also allowing people to push my boundaries, which happens on calls. I let people go 10 minutes too late or I get them out of my office a little late. All of those things, you know, all of that is a byproduct of me learning to be a reformed people pleaser and learning to, you know, protect my energy. But the manifestation of that for the longest time was that I was late all the time, whether it was 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 30, or having to cancel because I just was not going to pull it through. You know, getting out of the door was so difficult because I was just living life booked meeting to meeting. I mean, it's just overwhelming. And what I found, you know, and what you may find when you are entering spaces where you have to perform, whether it's work, parenting, even a relationship or a date, is that when you arrive, you're less than your best self. And a lot of that has to do with the preparation or the boundaries or expectations that you had room, to be ready for. And so what I found, especially with the lateness and showing up on time, is that I have to say to myself, it's more important that I'm on time, you know, than it is that I'm perfect. And that's been a really hard thing for me to admit, because I always thought, well, wouldn't they prefer, you know, they meaning the meeting, the opportunity, the person, the whatever, that I show up looking my best and, you know, maybe having the gift perfectly wrapped or, you know, showing up with whatever. You know, I was always worried that that would be seen as worse, if you will, than me, you know, showing up late. But the truth is, me arriving is enough. Right. And when you start to recognize that your presence, your knowledge, your gifting is the primary thing and it's sufficient, it really does help with stripping away some of the worry and the concern about showing up in the perfect way. Now, I say all of this to say that I talk about this in my book. I have a chapter 4, where I talk about showing up as if the room is a stadium. And when I wrote that chapter, you know, the story that I reference in there, and if you've read it, you already know about this, but one of the things I reference in there is, you know, in building my business, a lot of my success came from the way that I served. And I say all of this because full circle, right? I've had to reform the way that I serve in order to sustain. And I want you to know that, you know, for those of you who are cringing right now at the idea of, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to show up to this big thing and be less than perfect. Oh goodness, what if it's not successful? Perfection paralysis, right? You know, I want to let you know full circle. I want to affirm to you that it's working. I'm doing less and getting more. You know, people are happy, yada, yada, yada. So I'm taking you to the end to give you a little bit of ease, but letting you know that for a long time I operated under, you know, anytime I would show up, anytime I was in any room, anytime I would go anywhere, nothing was more important than to me than making sure I performed as if I was Beyonce in a stadium. And the way that I defined that was by leaving all of me on the floor. And I don't know how many of you have heard that statement or that phrasing before, like leave it all on the court, leave it all on the field, you know, leave it all in the boardroom, get out there and give to you. You have nothing left. And that's typically coupled with that is how you win. And even more so, it's coupled with if you do that, that is how you know and can sleep at night, no matter the outcome. Now, I know some of you right now are like, yeah, like that is what it is. And, you know, I talk about it in the book and I kind of want to sort of double down, but clarify, right? And what I was referencing in the book, and if you've read it, you understand, but I want to call out for you here is in that languaging, I really feel like it can be harmful, especially if you don't understand how to do it in practice. And even worse, if you're the type of person who already has an inclination or propensity or habit of being an over the top giver and doing the entire most, someone telling you that it is appropriate for you to give until you have nothing left, and that is the only way to assure that you're going to feel good enough about what you did, is so detrimental to your well-being, and easily is the type of language that I think, at least for me, you know, instantly indicates that this is not healthy, you know, that this is not well. We should never be asking everyone to give their last to anyone. And being totally raw and honest about it, you know, I think about my divorce. Anyone who's been through a divorce or a breakup, you know, will easily say, yeah, you know, I just wanted to make sure I had nothing left. You know, that's common languaging. Or I just want to make sure I did everything. And I want to be able to rest my head at night and say that, you know, I did everything. And, you know, I've echoed that as well. And I do feel like I did all that I could, you know, but I would be completely and entirely lying if I said that I didn't leave with just a little bit left in me. And I know some people are going to hear that and feel the way that they feel about it, but I'm okay with it, you know? And when I say that I had a little left, and I want to offer that clarification because I think it's important, because I want you to understand the context of what it looks like to really show up as if the room is a stadium and give it your all, leave your all on the field, but also have a little bit left and still be okay with it. What I'm referring to is I left with something for me.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't have to give, and you don't have to give, all of yourself and all that you are to your work, to your children, to your spouse, to your family, to your friends. You are not responsible to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm. And that mindset, that concept that not only should you do that, but that is what's required so that you can feel good at night. I just want to ask you, friend, so many of you are doing this already. You're already giving all of yourself to every place that you are. You're doing all the things all the time for all the people. How do you feel? Do you feel rested? Do you feel like there's an end in sight to this behavior? Do you feel like you're improved? Do you feel like you're getting back a fraction of what you're putting out in all those spaces where you're showing up that way? If you are saying to yourself that that's not the case, I want to let you know that you can decide today to reserve a little bit for yourself and that there's nothing wrong with that. Because understand that if at any point in time, those spaces, those stadiums don't get filled or those people don't return the efforts, you and, you know, by extension as a mother in particular, your babies are going to need you to get back to the top. And when I tell you, I gave my marriage and the divorce product by extension, a lot of people don't talk about how much that takes out of you after dealing with the process of a breakup. I gave it everything I had except what I needed to continue. And I'm proud of myself for doing that. And the reason I'm proud of myself for doing that is I had clients in town this week. I run a small, I think the commonly understood phrase is mastermind, but you know, I really consider it a collective, you know, a group of women who are seeking to have proper corporate consultative business support, but really do it in a space that is safe and healthy and balanced between let's push ourselves to be our best, but also recognize that's going to vary in the world, right? So I had these women, and you know, we're all in LA and we get into the boardroom, we do the work, but we also have great communal fellowship. And, you know, it was so interesting because I started off our session by saying, y'all, I'm in my bag right now. And I got to tell you, I'm not even sure if I know what that means. It's what the kids say, right? You know, I'm in my bag. And I'm pretty sure it means, you know, for the cooler people out there who already know and are like, girl, Nicole, stop, you know? But for those of you who don't know what that means, it basically means, you know, I'm like in my season, like I'm in my work, like I'm showing up so, so well in so many spaces. But after I said that to them, I defined what that meant for me, right? Because so many people hear in your bag and they mean like, oh, you're making tons of money. You're super fit. You're like getting all the opportunities. You're crushing it, yada, yada. And yeah, some of that is definitely true. And I'm grateful. Thank you, Lord. More please, right? But In my bag means I am affirming my boundaries. I have a healthy relationship where we are having regular conversations and growing together. My children are thriving. They are expressing themselves and using their voice. I am confident about who I am and where I am and where I'm going. I feel proud of my relationships and that I'm showing up in them as my most honest self. And I am doing excellent work and helping my clients, and they are actively getting results based on the work that they're doing with the direction and guidance of me. I am in my bag. Y'all, all the babies are home for the holidays. And I gotta tell you, I feel like I'm running out of ideas. Since when did holiday break become a full month? It's like, I love having them here, but I need stuff to do. And when I was looking around for activities, I was like, what can they do that is fun, but will, you know, really get them moving, but doesn't feel like work. And it's golf. It's not golf. It's Top Golf. Now, if you haven't heard of Top Golf, it's this great activity that's kind of sporty because it has clubs and balls and tees and turf, but you know, it's not golf in a way because it's really fun. They've got loud music and food and drinks and all the things that are going to make your kids of various ages say, yeah, this is a really good time and a fun holiday memory during the break. So if you're looking for a good time, you should try Top Golf on Tuesdays because, yes, they're home every day of the week, y'all. Top Golf has a whole day each week that's dedicated to more play for less pay. Now, it's this thing on Tuesday where all gameplay is half price. So it just gives you all the reason to say, look, all y'all kids are gonna get out of the house and come play around. Now, even if you're not a golfer or if your kids aren't super into golf or have that experience, you can still have a really good time doing this. Now, Top Golf is all about play, but they have some rules. Half Price Tuesday applies to gameplay only. It isn't offered at every venue, and it can't be doubled up with other offers or discounts. It's already half price after all. So for full details and to book a bay, visit topgolf.com/Nicole. That's topgolf.com/Nicole to book a bay and come play around.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Understand that there are times where my bank account looked different, my material goods looked different, my marital status looked different, and other people would have said I was in my bag, and I wasn't. And When I tell you, recognizing what it looks like and defining for yourself what it looks like to show up your best, but not at exhaustion, is the place. It's the thing. It's the task. It's the work. It's the most important thing you can do going into 2024. We chatted a couple weeks back about, you know, how everyone, especially in this season, is going to try to tell you what you're missing, what you lack, what you don't have, and then try to sell you what you need to fill that gap. And, you know, as we're kind of winding down and stepping into the new year, I've been having this conversation with a lot of my, you know, clients about resolutions and resolving to fix something in you that is not right. And I just want to extend to you what I'm extending to them and what I've adopted for myself. You know, if nothing's missing and nothing is broken, and if all that I have to work with going into 2024 is what's in front of me in order to optimize and be better and to grow, and I'm not resolving to change anything because nothing about me is wrong or broken, you know, it's just growing and evolving. Well, then what would I do differently? What would I do with what's in front of me? So instead of saying to yourself, I'm looking externally at what I need to add, a gym membership, a new planner, if you can't do or get or be or gather a single thing, if you had to live in your body that you have right now at the weight that it is, right, for another year, and just say, hey, this is where I am and this is who I am. And I have to love myself in this season while still showing up, right, to that stadium and being great and doing incredible work and serving well. What do I need and how can I use those things around me in order to do so? And just as an example of that, you know, if I weren't able to have a single thing but needed to show up every day for my clients and do the work and make it to the office and be on time, what do I need? I need to affirm my boundaries. I need to communicate well with my partner and my children around what my capabilities are and where I need help. And when I tell you, those are things that I have the ability to use and exercise right now. You have so much in front of you right now, and the world will try to convince you that the thing that's going to get you ahead is missing and that you aren't even worthy of that stadium. You aren't worthy of the applause if you don't show up and expend all of yourself. And I just want you to turn inwards, to look immediately around you and say, what do I have to get what I need without giving all that I've got? And know that there is so much enoughness that resides in that. I look at kind of what the holiday season's been bringing, and this past month I thought would be a lot slower, right? There's this conception that we start to slow down as we wind out the year, but I'm sure you feel the same way. It's still been crazy. I don't feel like I've had any slow up, kind of like summer break where you're like, yay, 3 months of summer. It's like, no, like turn up, the kids are here, right? And you know, I've had clients in town. I was in Miami for Art Basel and I hosted a dinner there where I got to meet so many of you in person, which was really beautiful. And just so you know, if you just look out on the Nicole Walters website and keep up with me on social, I'll be coming out to, I think San Francisco might be next on the list. And we've got Chicago on deck, and just hosting really small dinners, you know, 15 or so people. It's not like a bajillion, trillion dollars, literally, where, you know, I'm not getting paid for them. We just sit down and hang out, you know, and it's been really meaningful. So just keep an eye out if you want to come to one of those dinners and just hang with me and some of your besties for a couple hours. But, you know, I've been dotting around, you know, the country having these dinners, and I thought it would be quieter this season. It just isn't. And on top of that, you know, I've been making sure I'm catching up on my chats here with you. And I've been in my office kind of closing out some projects I'm working on for TV and media. And, you know, I've also been making time to see friends and gift shopping and all these things. And I say all this to say that, you know, this is hard to say out loud, but again, real, unfiltered, whatever, you know, my little one, Puffin, was like, she said this thing this past week that really kind of like hit me at my core. And it was like a little mommy check, if you will. And I'm proud of her for using her voice. And I'm proud that we fostered a home where she feels comfortable saying this. But she was like, oh, mom, are you staying out again tonight? You know, I don't mean staying out like partying, but, you know, like, are you working late tonight? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to be at the office till 7, which means I'll be home by bedtime, you know, but in home in time to give you your hug. And then you got to go to bed, you know. And she was like, oh, well, do you think I could stay up late then, maybe? And you know, kids won't always say exactly what's going on. And, you know, I'm also that type of mom. Maybe I'm reading a smidge too much into it because I worry and I always want to do my best, you know, mom duty for her. But, you know, I picked up that maybe I'd, you know, shown up just at bedtime or a few minutes before and we weren't getting as much of our recap time in the past, like maybe 2 weeks or so. And I knew an adjustment needed to be made. You know, and what was interesting was me of 3 years ago would have beaten myself up because I wasn't showing up in my parenting, you know, as if it's a stadium, even if it's just one little baby, you know what I mean? Versus my three girls in my big old house and all that. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not giving my all to her. And what was interesting was, yes, that moment kind of like shook me a little bit because I was like, oh, I'm getting out of balance. I'm getting out of balance. But then I said to myself, girl, grace, okay, because one, you didn't give your all to any one of the other places you were in, which means that you have some to give here. Because if we're going to have to double duty, double dose this one, just to make sure she feels all, a little bonus love. But this is normal because every place you've been in has been necessary, worthy, and relevant. You know, mama's been bringing home the paychecks to make sure that we can pay for summer camp and private school and activities because, you know, 12 going on 13, going on 15, you know, all of y'all know there's so much that they're doing. And aside from that, you know, I've been performing really, really well. Like I said, I'm in my bag, you know, like really, really well in all of these spaces, which means that you're probably going to get a little off kilter in other ones. And that's what I mean when I say it's so important to save just a wee bit because you may have to pour some bonus in an area. And sometimes that area is you. And it's important that you have that little bit left so you can apply it. So friend, and I'm hoping some of you are watching this on YouTube because I know that, and if you don't know, we are recording all of these for the full chat is on YouTube. And we've had such great feedback where everyone says that, you know, being able to look each other in the eye and kind of sit across from each other, that these chats really are feeling like two friends sitting down with coffee. And it just makes me so happy because I do love this time with you. But I just want to know if you're sitting and you're seeing my face in this, I really hope you're hearing and feeling my heart in what is possible. What is possible when you are really leaning into who you are without asking yourself what you lack? And more than anything, I know that we're goal-driven people. I know that we have a lot on our minds around what we want to be and how we want to show up. And we do want to be in that room shining. You know, we do want our name on the board with the gold star sticker next to it. And we do want our kids to say that we're good moms. And we do want, you know, our partners to say that we're good wives. And all of that is a beautiful thing. But I want to encourage and empower you to know that part of being bold is starting that definition of what is good enough by writing it yourself and recognizing that that is how you want to show up in the room because it's not sustainable. You know, if Beyonce got in front of the crowd every day doing a full-on gymnastics routine, you know, and she's like, I'm no gymnast, you know, like after a while, she's going to burn out or break something. And, you know, she really had to figure out the parameter of what empowers me to be a mom, still be a business owner, deliver a show that's going to, you know, have people drop in their jaws, but, you know, allow me to still be able to get up and do a second night, you know? So believe it or not, all of us felt, I say all of us, right? Anyone who's seen the movie or watched the show, all of us felt like we got her all on the night that we went. But I want to tell you the big aha moment that I'm hoping you're resonating with here is we did not, because if we got her all, she couldn't do it again. And the same thing applies to each of us. As we get into this world and accomplish our goals, we need to recognize that we are permitted to reserve something for ourselves so that we can continue to show up tomorrow. And even better, as we're starting to define things for the coming year, I want you to make sure that you are doing that definition for yourself and that the big, bold life that you are stepping into and that you greatly deserve is one that you know you can show up in consistently, sustainably, and completely. The stadium is yours for the taking, and it's yours for the keeping. Make sure that you have a plan in place so that you're giving the show of your life and not paying for it with your life. Friend, I'm so grateful that we get to share stories here, and I'm so grateful that we get to grow together. Hop in my DMs. Let's talk about how we're doing the work. Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.